doesn't really match up that way.
Thank you.
What she said about sitting by her.
Where do you want me?
We have the chair from Quentin. The chair.
Okay.
And you may sit if you want to sit on that side.
You don't want anybody
sit over there.
No. By.
I don't want to sit next to Ted.
See, well, then we'll need another chair.
I'm teasing.
So if you want to see from, and I'm going to be using the.
Howdy. Do we have the music?
But you can share with Ted the music.
Do you have the music?
Okay. Yeah. I'm one mic short.
There are the chords, but actually from the
hymnal. You're going to be right here?
Uh-huh. And you, okay. You and Ted may share
the hymnal.
We're not sharing.
Okay,
how are you doing?
Just make it a bingo.
You wear a politically correct shirt tonight, thank you.
The mic should be in 2, 3, and 4.
Oh,
yes, I
didn't like that last time.
Where's the other only
one? It's still in there.
Okay, I'm sure you like the other one.
You think?
Of course.
It's super hot.
No, of course we need. Commander likes the other one.
Okay, well, I have to take all this
and
apart.
And you need that microphone there, for so it can be, your guitar can be fixed.
Okay.
And Hannah will use this one.
Ain't that
your
life?
Man. That's gonna be like.
I know. What number is mine?
All of these mics are in 2, 3, and 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. I just did everything straight.
One,
so
two,
I can keep up with it.
2, 3, and 4. Mine is 2, should be. 1, 2.
I'm not done.
Hello, hello.
Okay, let's make sure.
Our friends can read. How are you doing?
1, 2.
One, two, three, four, five. It's on, but one, two.
It's bad,
right? Yeah. And squeeze up here a little.
Come with JP and we won't go.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We need to go around the way.
Huh?
We need to go around the
way. Having fun. This one tonight. I just grabbed this one. No big reason why. Oh yeah. This is actually a much, much better accordion right here.
Hey Sam.
Oh yeah. This is
Sam.
This is a lot of accordion right here. You were coming to this church when it first was being built, weren't you?
No.
You weren't? Oh. Well, when we first started down here, we built the gymnasium first, remember? And then they built the... Yeah, and then they built the classroom deals right there. Do you remember the other minister called him Happy? Probably right after him. Okay. His name, last name was Rudolph. And he was the minister here. He was a good man. But I came down here and we were hanging, just beginning to hang all that drywall out there. And brought Andrew with me one night. He was about 3 years old. And Sharon goes, "Now, honey, don't let him just run wild in that church. You make sure you watch him. Don't you let him run. I go, yeah. He'll give it all the other kids and run. We were down here about 10 minutes. And he ran down the hall, turned the corner, and hit the edge of a table, just right there on his hairline. Split his head wide open. And so, oh yeah, so it's, hang on. We had a little accident." And she's on the other end of the phone. "What's the matter?" I said, "Well, Andrew kind of ran into the table. I think he needs some stitches." The reason I'm telling that is because she's saying she's got to run and get her children because they're running all over the place. I kind of think every child needs a certain amount of stitches, you know. Mm-hmm. This one here is super hot.
Super hot. Is this one sitting? Is that one there sitting? It's really, really, really hot. It's just that clean.
This one's number 8.
For sure it's an 8. Is it off? Yeah.
Here, take it over there, because this one certainly doesn't need it. It'll pick up enough.
Move to 9, Sam.
That's the last chord we got. Unfortunately. I tied some together, so that's the last chord we got there. Brand new mic. Has to be a bass chord, I guess. I'm out of chords. Well, we just... Can you tell me anything?
We have the switch.
Check it. Oh, hi. Merry Christmas.
Feedback.
Try 4.
4. Try 4.
feel better.
That's good. I'm loud again. This should be two, I think. I think this is two. This one. Oh, it's fine.
He's going to Indianapolis. He's getting ready. He was here, but he's getting ready to go.
Friends, welcome to Wednesday night worship. And thank you for coming in spite of exams and in spite of rainy, coldy weather. And we're just glad to be united as a family of believers. The world gets scary out there sometimes. It's nice to have this haven to come to. We're going to open tonight with prayer concerns. I want to bring before you two names. One is, not that one, Gunter Talmengrove. Is Diane Reese's father. He's been ill for a long time, and he has been moved from Mr. Talmengrove has been moved from Cookeville Hospital to a nursing home because they need the room more so than that he's ready to move to a nursing home. So there's to be no major life support additional given to him, and he's not able to take any food or drink. So pray for Diane, her mother, her sister, as they watch and wait. Also, I want to remember John Strasser. He's not up here playing. He's on the road traveling to pick up JT in Indiana. So pray for him. Anyone else? Yes, ma'am. Brother Bennett. Is she improving at all? Do you know? Is there any improvement? Your mother.
Also, we have sort of a mixed prayer request. A few weeks ago, we had been told that my husband's cousin had been diagnosed with lung cancer. Well, it turned out he wasn't diagnosed. He hadn't had tests yet. It was just a suspicion, and we had gotten the filtered information that he had it. But thankfully, they ran the tests. He does not have lung cancer. He had some kind of inflammation in his lungs that they can treat with prednisone.
Well,
so that's a huge blessing. We're so thankful that, you know, that it was something that was not as complicated as we originally suspected. So that's a praise and a prayer request. So.
That's his name.
His name is Jeff White, W-E-I-T-Z.
Brittany.
Brittany, I think it's been at least 2 weeks.
that happened, and we requested prayer for her back then. At that time, so immediately after the accident, they did nothing. They could say either way. The doctor said we have to lose both legs. And I think the prayer has been answered because they're saying now they think they can say both
legs. Yeah, that's great.
And then put her ear back on. And then remember the prayers for young friend who was killed that night. I'm getting
it.
When her young friend was killed, his parents were
I believe also Miss Patton, Carrie, well, Mr. and Mrs. Patton, Carrie and Benton Patton, losing their daughter Elizabeth. I have talked to Sherry Pascal, who's a good friend of theirs, and has been in just see Carrie just about daily. But I think separation from God is the worst pain. But beyond that, losing a child. Being separated from a child has got to be, I think, the next worst pain. So it's just not the natural way it's supposed to happen. We're not supposed to lose our children first. Does anybody remember that boy's name that was killed in that accident with that Brittany was in? Well, God knows who. Yeah. Right, Kiernan or something like that. Yeah. Okay. Are there others? Exams? Everybody finished? Still?
I have a prayer request. Well, I know everybody knows that life is God's miracle 100%, and I've learned to trust God more than doctors. And actually, I need to pray for my attitude because I don't trust doctors. But just pray for my pregnancy. Because they're trying to make me show up every week and do an ultrasound every 2 weeks. So it's just a little bit disappointing. But I know everything is in God's hands. It's determined to have the life it will be. It's not.
She has some precious ultrasound pictures. Doesn't look good. Anyone else? Well, welcome to guests, welcome to friends, welcome to members. And let us go to the Lord in prayer with our concerns and our and to open our time together. Lord, we are so fortunate, so privileged to be able to gather in your name. And we want to shout with joy, remembering, thinking about what you have done for us, what you are to us, and where we are in you. Lord, sometimes we take our eyes off of you and we look around and we get scared and we get nervous and we forget. It's all in your hands. It's all in your timing. Lord, help us to remember to walk the walk and talk the talk that glorifies you. And whatever comes in our path, trials, tribulations, joys, let it all to be to your glory. Lord, we lift up these particular concerns this evening, though there are many others not spoken, but you know what's in the deepest part of our hearts. For these names, though, Lord, we pray for Gunther Taumengross in his healing. For Brittany, we are thankful for the healing that she has experienced, Lord, and we appreciate every step of the way and that she's moving. And Lord, please stay with her family. Lift them, lift their spirits. Lord, for Leticia Martinez-Rensford, facing the loss of both kidneys, a dramatic change in her life, Lord. We don't know the answers. You do. Lord, draw her close to you. For Donna's mother, Lord, she's facing a difficult journey also.
be with her and her family as they support her, care for her, be with the doctors in attendance. Lord, for Jeff White's, thank you. We praise you for the blessing of the news that it is not cancer in his lungs. Lord, we pray that the infection or the problems that are he's suffering now will be cured, will be treated. And Lord, that the people that help him during this time are witnessing your healing in him. Lord, we pray for David Crenshaw, and Blake Harris, and many, many others as they are facing layoffs from jobs. Lord, it can be a very scary time. Lord, as a church family, if there is something we need to be doing to help these families, let us reach out and support in love. Lord, we are blessed with Jimena's pregnancy and Sveta's pregnancy, and we rejoice in those, and we ask you to be with each of these ladies and each of the babies they carry. Lord, help them grow strong. Lord, breathe your breath of life on them. Lord, for families who have lost a child recently, for Zach's family and for Elizabeth's family. That's a grief greater than most of us know. Lord, if there's something we can do to help them to ease their pain, let us know. Let us move in that direction. Lord, we ask you to comfort them. Lord, we ask you to protect John as he travels to get JT. Lord, above all, we thank you for the gift of your Son, for the precious baby that came to show us the way, because he is the way. Lord, let us turn to him this day and all days. And Lord, at this season, let us not forget to take advantage of turning others toward the way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. From John, the first chapter, verses 1 and 2. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Thank you.
have much speaking or lesson tonight with old scriptures and old Christmas carols speak to our hearts.
This is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 through 14. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests."
Thank you. This is Luke chapter 2:15-19. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off, and Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at the shepherds, at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart.
Said through the prophet, "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife.
1 John chapter 3, verses 8 through 11. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. No one who is born of God will continue to sin, because God's seed remains in him. He cannot go on sinning, because he has been born of God. This is how we know who the children of God are and who the children of the devil are. Anyone who does not do what is right is not a child of God, nor is anyone who does not love his neighbor, his brother. This is the message you heard from the beginning. We should love one another. The word of God for the people of God.
Thank you.
Lord God, we just pray that you will help us to keep that holy night in our hearts throughout the entire year. That, Lord, we would always meditate on and be thankful for the gift, the first Christmas gift that you ever gave, that anyone ever gave, and that was your Son, Jesus. Lord, we can't even begin to speak the words to thank you for that. We can't even begin to speak the words to express what a great gift and glorious gift that has been for us. Lord God, thank you for giving us a taste of your glory. We look forward to seeing you face to face when the time comes. Lord, we just pray that you will go with us throughout this Christmas season and let your light be the light that shines through us. In Jesus' name we pray.
Don't feel bad or nothing. Don't feel like you got to give me that hat. I'm not getting it. You get it. Sound like something off Mayberry. You get it. Would you get on a song with Rara?
Yeah.
Have you been by? Has she been by? Yeah. Yeah, that'd be fine. No, we're good. Thanks, Sam. Well, that's the one that has a little metal carport. Is that a little metal carport? It's right before the big rock, right before you go to the... They should open that up. We've tried everywhere in the world to get them to open that up. Because then you can go right to that industrial loop and be gone. Yeah, she's... The boom cars are on further down, and we've about got them trained, retrained.
It takes lots of training.
Well, we... You say your name is Shirley, is that right? Okay, so I can call you Shirley. You know when somebody says Shirley, they say, don't call me Shirley. When you go down Stone Ridge, and you're just where you cross that bridge, you see a pink barn with little animals on it? That's my house.